This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli instructs concerned bodies to make arrangement for providing easy and smooth medical service in all government hospitals. Rain-induced disasters kill 170 people across Nepal since the start of this monsoon season. Government forms committee to make selection of workers to Israel transparent and credible. And plane crash in Brazilian state of Sao Paulo kills at least 61 people on board. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the bodies concerned to make arrangement for providing easy and smooth medical services to all government hospitals. At a discussion on problems of health sectors, solutions and improvements to be carried out immediately, held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Oli urged to make arrangement of treatment for patients in an easy manner, where the patients should not stay on a long queue. He requested to depute doctors and health workers even after providing facilities when needed. He also added that the trend of asking patients to visit private clinics without conducting checkup during office hours at the government hospitals should be ended. The Prime Minister asked the bodies concerned to make health insurance practical and enforceable. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Baudil has asserted that providing health services to the people in an easy and smooth manner was the first priority of the government. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of Peri Hospital and the MRI service of the hospital yesterday, Minister Baudil said government's first priority and its attention was to provide health treatment services in an easy manner. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has clarified that the industrialists have not yet adopted legal course of action in connection with the dispute related to dedicated and trunkline electricity tariff. At a press conference organized at NEA yesterday, Executive Director Kulman Kissing said they could not exempt the state's revenue to the industrialist in the context when the industrialist have not approached the review committee and the court had already issued a verdict to collect the tariff. He informed that all the details of the time of day TOD meter related to dedicated and trunkline charges to the industry have been made available to the Public Accounts Committee of the Federal Parliament. According to Kissing, in the last fiscal year, the Nepal Electricity Authority had earned a profit of 13.31 billion rupees. The authority said that it had suffered losses of 36.61 billion rupees 8 years ago and now has reached an accumulated profit of 47.41 billion rupees. 170 people were killed in monsoon-induced disasters across Nepal from the 10th of June. The casualties include 3 in Kathmandu Valley, 25 in Kosi Province, 6 in Madhes Province, 31 in Bagmati Province, 54 in Gandaki Province, 33 in Lumbini Province, 8 in Karnali Province and 10 in Sudhir Paschim Province. So far, 203 people have been injured in the disaster incidents. 48 people, including 2 in Kosi Province, 41 in Bagmati Province, 2 in Gandaki Province, and 1 each in Lumbini Province, Karnali Province, and Sudhir Paschim Province, have gone missing in the floods and landslides. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said constitution amendment process would be taken ahead by following due procedure. In his address to a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 30th International Day of the World Indigenous People, the Deputy Prime Minister said the constitution amendment would be undertaken not on arbitrariness of the majority but through proper process and methods. Deputy Prime Minister Singh noted that the rights and welfare of the indigenous nationalities would be addressed in course of the amendment of the constitution. World Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated every year on the 9th of August. The day was celebrated in Nepal yesterday by organizing various programs. the day is marked by the indigenous people of Nepal as an occasion to establish ethnic, linguistic, cultural and religious identity. And the program organized at Nepal Academy yesterday. The performance in native languages of the indigenous nationalities, folk songs, cultural procession, exhibitions with indigenous tribal artworks of local and indigenous nature, and various ethnic costumes were showcased. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithipi Subba Gurung, has said Radio Nepal needed to win the trust of people and establish itself as a trustworthy medium. Inspecting Radio Nepal Provincial Broadcasting Office in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung said the ministry was prepared to manage the required human resources and policy for Radio Nepal. Minister Gurung said Radio Nepal was being operated based on old acts and would be operated from new policy in the upcoming days. The government has formed a committee to recommend ways to ensure the credibility of the selection process of people going to Israel for foreign employment. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security formed the five-member committee under the coordination of the Under-Secretary Meghnath Rimal, stating that the ministry's serious attention was drawn to news reports regarding the documents submitted by workers going to Israel. The spokesperson of the ministry, Joint Secretary Govinda Prasad Rizal, said the committee would check the authenticity of the documents submitted in the selection process and make the overall selection process credible and transparent. Issuing a statement yesterday, the ministry stressed that the government was always ready to implement the government-to-government agreement reached between Nepal and Israel and was committed to making the selection process orderly and transparent. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to an international update. A plane has crashed in the Brazilian state of Sao Paulo, killing all 61 people on board. The twin-engine turboprop was flying from Cascavel in the southern state of Paraná to Sao Paulo city when it came down in the town of Vinhedo, according to the Voopass airline. Footage circulating on the social media shows a plane descending vertically, spiraling as it falls. The ATR-72500 was carrying 57 passengers and 4 crew. Local authorities say there were no survivors. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs concerned bodies to make arrangement for providing easy and smooth medical services in all government hospitals. Rain-induced disasters kill 170 people across Nepal since start of this monsoon season. Government forms committee to make selection of workers to Israel transparent and credible. And plane crash in Brazilian state of Sao Paulo kills all 61 people on board. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.